Jerome Ringo, tell us about, you happened to be in Florida for a speaking event, and you kind of saw Wilma come through.
Exactly. I am from Louisiana, and up to 3 or 4 days ago, I was an evacuee of Hurricane Rita. And after experiencing the fallout from Hurricane Katrina, where in my hometown, we of Lake Charles, Louisiana, we hosted 10,000 evacuees from the Superdome and from the convention center, and little did I know that several weeks later I would be an evacuee as well. Very unprecedented that we have received two massive hurricanes within a 3-week period, and now we are facing or have faced another in Hurricane Wilma. And I am here in Florida to share the experiences and hopefully raise the awareness of individuals in Florida as to the possibility of the similar catastrophic disasters as we face along the coast of Louisiana could and are very well occurring in the great state of Florida.
And what is the impact of these hurricanes on wildlife?
Well, the impact is quite tremendous. I visited Cameron Parish, Louisiana, 4 days ago. Cameron was 100% destroyed. Every structure within the parish or county, as you have it, was destroyed. I saw many unusual sights as I walked the beaches of southern Louisiana. I walked up on an 18-foot alligator that had been washed out of the marsh and was lying on the beach of the Gulf of Mexico dead. As well as many deer, many wild animals, and what's most important is that the habitat that housed these animals were thus destroyed. We're seeing tremendous amount of saltwater intrusion as a result of one sea level rise and as a result of the intensity of the storms pushing the saltwater on shore that is ending up in freshwater fisheries and freshwater marshes, which are having an adverse impact on the economy of Louisiana, as well as an adverse impact on the enjoyment that sports hunters and fishermen enjoy in Louisiana, which was known as the sportsman's paradise.
So from the wildlife of partying and fishing, we have wildlife being severely affected. Global warming as it's arrived in the United States. And they say get ready for more of the same. What can be done? That's among our conversations. You're listening to EcoTalk on Air America Radio. Stay with us. We'll be right back after these messages.
They play the MASH.